Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Sabrina, some of the doctors and nurses are planning to go to lunch together in a few minutes. Would you care to accompany us?
I'd love to, but I think I need to stay here all day. I'm supposed to finish inputting patient information onto the computer system.
Are you sure it can't wait? We'd really like to go out with you.
I wish it could, but my deadline is this afternoon at 4. If I take any time off, Mr. Nelson won't be able to review the work I do before the day ends. I'll just have a sandwich at my desk instead.
Number 32. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 33. Why does the woman reject the man's invitation? Number 34. What does the woman suggest about Mr. Nelson? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name's Angela Mercer. I purchased a dining table at your establishment this morning, but I'm a bit concerned. I just realized that the doorway to my dining room isn't very wide, so I don't believe you'll be able to fit the table into the room.
You don't need to worry about that. The table will arrive in parts. The delivery team will bring it into the room and then assemble it. It's a process which can be done fairly quickly.
That sounds wonderful. Oh, by the way, could you make sure they call ahead before they arrive tomorrow, since there's a chance I might be out of the house?
Number 35. What is the woman concerned about? Number 36. What does the man say the delivery team will do? Number 37. What does the woman request? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation. Hello, I was just informed that Flight 47 was canceled because there's a problem with one of the plane's engines. The gate attendant told me to come here to try to get a seat on another flight. Here are my passport and boarding pass.
Thank you, Mr. Jefferson. Flight 84 is leaving about 2 hours from now, but it's almost full. Let me see if I can fit you in. There should be a seat or two left.
I really hope you can. I've got an important meeting with a valued client this evening, so I need to get to Madrid as quickly as I can. Number 38. Why was the man's flight canceled? Number 39. What does the woman say about Flight 84? Number 40. What is the man scheduled to do tonight? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Alex, I just found out about this new frozen pizza made by Elmer's. I tried it at a friend's house and it was amazing. We should try to stock it here.
I don't believe we have any products Elmer's makes. Do you know where that company happens to be located?
Its headquarters is in Denver, and it mostly sells its products in the western part of the country. But it's making an effort to sell everywhere in the nation these days.
Okay. Why don't you contact the company and see if we can get some samples? We'll give them away to some customers and see how they like them before we decide to place a large order.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What does the woman say about Elmer's? Number 43. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. I heard that a trade show is going to be coming to the city. Do you think we ought to arrange to have a booth there?
It's not a bad idea. Since we're a relatively new business, not many people in the city and surrounding area are aware of us. We could use this event as an opportunity to market ourselves to more customers.
Yeah, then we won't have to rely on referrals so much. I'll check with Mr. Werner and see if he minds paying the $1,000 registration fee.
If he doesn't want to do that, let me know and I'll convince him.
Number 44. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 45. What does the woman say about the speaker's business? Number 46. What does the woman most likely mean when she says,
"I'll convince him"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I saw you have a room to rent. Is it still available?
Yes, it is. Are you a student at the local college?
That's right. So it would be great if I could live near the campus. Would you mind if I visited in around an hour to take a look at it?
Not at all. And just so you know, the utilities are included in the price of rent. But if you want to park your car, you'll have to pay extra for a city parking pass.
That won't be a problem since I only have a bicycle. Okay, I'll see you in a little while. Thank you.
Number 47. Who is the woman? Number 48. What does the man say about the rent? Number 49. What type of transportation does the woman most likely use? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
With me here in the studio is Ray Crawford, a local novelist who has just published his 12th book. Ray, why don't you tell our listeners here on WMVP Radio about it?
Well, the title is Last Man Standing, and it's a thriller featuring Ken Dryden, one of my favorite characters.
According to the publisher, the book was released 3 days ago, and it's already shooting up the bestseller charts. How does that make you feel?
I'm obviously excited about that. It's nice to have loyal fans who support the work I do.
We'll be back to continue talking with Ray after a quick word from our sponsors.
Number 50. Who most likely is the woman? Number 51. Why is the man excited? Number 52. What will the listeners most likely hear next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. I've looked over the list of renovations you want done on your office, and here's what I estimate it will cost.
That's quite a bit more than we had been expecting to spend.
Yeah, we don't have enough in our budget for that, considering how poor the economy is these days.
Well, I could itemize all the work for you. Then you could tell me what you want to have done.
We'd appreciate that. We really want to work with your company because you come highly recommended.
I'll email you the information by the end of the day. Number 53. Who most likely is the man? Number 54. What do both women agree about? Number 55. What does the man promise to send by the end of the day? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Richard. I'd like to get together with you sometime to go over the changes that need to be made to my personnel file.
I already took care of that. I did it this morning.
That's great news. Oh, by the way, are you planning to attend the seminar in Chicago next week?
I'm considering going there, but I haven't made a final decision yet.
Well, in case you go, three of us are planning to drive there together. There's room for one more if you want.
Count me in, then. I was concerned about how I would get all the way there, but now I don't have to worry anymore.
Number 56. What does the man imply when he says,
I already took care of that?
Number 57. What does the woman suggest doing? Number 58. What does the man suggest about the seminar? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Lisa, didn't you move to the Triple Oaks neighborhood? I thought I heard you mention that.
Yes, Amy. My family moved there 2 weeks ago.
That means we're all neighbors now. So we were wondering if you'd be interested in carpooling with us to work.
How does it work?
It's simple. There are three of us in the group, but we have room for one more person.
Basically, we take turns driving to and from work every day. The driver drops by each person's house in the morning and does the same thing at night.
I'd like to do that, but keep in mind that I can't participate some days because I often take business trips.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Number 60. What can be inferred about the man? Number 61. What will the speakers most likely do in the future? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and recipe card. Grace, thanks so much for giving me the recipe for the cookies which you made for the departmental party last week. I'm going to try making them tonight.
Oh, just so you know, I use half as much butter than the recipe calls for. I think the cookies taste better that way, so you might want to try that.
Ah, great. Thanks for letting me know.
No problem, Brian. By the way, how are the preparations for tomorrow's training session going?
Everything's going smoothly. I finally managed to get a room booked, so that was the last problem to solve. Number 62. Why does the man thank the woman? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which amount does the woman suggest reducing? Number 64. What does the man say about the training session? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hello, this is Tonya Griggs calling from the Sinclair Public Library. May I please speak with Mr. Potter?
This is Eric Potter. How may I be of assistance?
I'd like you to know that one of the books you checked out is overdue. It's the book written by Arthur Murray.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I'll visit the library with the book first thing tomorrow morning. I'll be sure to pay the fine I owe as well.
Thank you. And please be aware that you won't be able to renew the books you have now or check out any new ones for 2 weeks.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. Which book is overdue? Number 66. What does the man say he will do? Number 67. What does the woman tell the man? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and agenda.
Okay, that was a great presentation we just heard. Do any of you have any questions about the state of our branches in France and Germany?
It sounds like we're doing really well. I'd say it was smart of us to open new offices abroad.
I don't think anyone here will disagree with you. Shall we get started with the next presentation?
Would you mind if we took a break for a bit first? We've all been sitting here for a couple of hours.
That's not a problem. Everyone, be back here in a quarter of an hour and we'll continue the meeting then.
Number 68. Look at the graphic. Who just finished speaking? Number 69. What does the woman suggest? Number 70. What will the speakers most likely do next?